Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Support for the Be a Man Experience is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world.
Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The 4.0. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer of 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code
BEAMAN at manscaped.com. Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
What do you say if someone says you're getting old?
Punch him in the face.
What do you do if you can't get it up?
Jump off a bridge.
All right.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Monday. It was all I hoped it would be.
I had to beg for the spot. Growing up with the Be a Man, being his little brother, right? I think I had a lot of extra confidence that I wouldn't other guys wouldn't have, because I had a big brother and I had my other big brother. So like, you had balls, so you would take chances and risks.
They groomed you.
Our other brother is the black sheep of the family, by the way, because he's normal.
I was going to say.
He's very normal, very smart.
He's like Marilyn and the Munsters.
Right. Yeah, right. I'll have to admit, when I met your brother, I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
You know, I got to say, I thought the same thing when I met him. I saw you two, and I got to know and love you both, as you know. But the brother, I go, he seems normal and different.
He's actually probably crazier than both of us put together.
Yeah, he has a real silent rage, anger, silent rage, craziness in him. He hates for life. He hates for life.
So when in school vacations growing up, I would go stay with my brother, Harmon, at Westfield State, where he went to college.
Yeah.
My mother would ship me out. She'd like be like, hey, you go stay with your brother up at college for the week. I'm 7th grade, 12, 13 years old. I didn't know what the frig a set of tits was. I didn't even know what a keg was.
You got a hand job.
First handy, God bless him.
I mean, I don't think anything came out, but I mean, at least she tugged on it.
Yeah.
And she was babysitting me, and
I set him up.
She was drunk and horny, and he set me up. But the point I'm getting at is, I was a lucky guy. I was able to spend time with the brother who's 10 years older than you. You drink, you party, you know, had my first beer out there. I think it was a Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR. Yeah.
So, Mr. Monday, what were, like, some of the things that you guys did as kids? You guys must have gotten into some stupid shit. Were you guys, like, fucking riding your bikes on the highway and jumping off of shit and doing crazy things?
Snowballing, pelting every car that came by the neighborhood. All right? We lived on a main street, was at the end, so we'd go right to the end of the street. We used to pay cars, and then we'd take off.
I told you about it. I was on the front porch, and I got the UPS driver, and the face was Snowball. He was like a Vietnam vet. He came up, fucking got me by the neck and threw me against the wall.
Yeah, some guys really didn't take well to it.
That was in front of our house?
Yeah, yeah.
We called it bopping.
I mean, I had nowhere to run.
And then we had a neighbor. I don't know if you've ever talked about this in any other podcast, but Miss Burlingame. Did you ever bring her up?
Yeah, the one-armed bitch.
The one-armed bitch. Oh,
yeah. So John, you don't want to be mean. You don't want to be mean to the elderly, especially a handicapped elderly person. But I'll tell you what, I'd be mean to this lady all day long.
Nah, she was a miserable.
She was wrong, hurtful, and deceitful, and she used to steal every ball we had.
Yeah.
With the one arm.
Yeah,
do you think having the one arm made her this way? Was she miserable before she lost the arm?
She was actually a teacher in Swampscott.
Did she lose the arm?
No, she was born that way.
Oh.
Ah. So she was picked on her whole life.
Yeah. So she had an axe to grind.
I got my own problems. Fuck her.
So we used to torture her. We'd prank call her. She'd be out in her porch, and then Hamid would go in the house, and like, he would call her. It would take her.
Yeah, it'd take her like a minute to like sit down, get comfortable, put her feet up, open the paper with her one little stubby arm she had.
Oh.
Right? Put her glass. And then right when she started to read, we'd call.
Oh, yeah.
It would take her a minute to, you know, she'd rush in there.
She'd have to fold up the paper with the one arm.
Oh, yeah.
Open the door with the nub, and the poor thing would go in there, and then we'd hang up on it. Would you ever swear at her and say stuff to her on the phone?
I forget, but she deserved it. She sucked.
Think she's dead now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's long
we can
gone.
Hope so.
She'd be like 150 gone. If she
and
was.
And
like,
we're not mean people like that, but this lady really tortured me. She was a rotten bastard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fuck with anybody. If anybody fucks with me, I get them back.
Right. If they're mean to you, you know? That's the way it goes. Yeah. One arm or not.
Mm-hmm. What about the neighbor across the street? We used to put the
Hamburger head.
We would do like delayed bottle rockets and delayed like M80s on his front porch. Like, so he would sit, we would call him from the house, he'd go inside, we'd run across the street and light a fuse, like, but a delayed fuse.
Well, you know what
so,
you do? You get a cigarette.
Yeah.
And you light it, you tape it, and you take a little notch out of the side of the cigarette where the tobacco is, you put the fuse in there, so when it burns down,
it would blow up.
Nice.
So Jesus. He'd be sitting there, he'd be sitting there, and all of a sudden, boom! And then he'd like look. He would look, but there'd be no one around, and we'd be in the windows peeking.
We should hop in his pool too.
We used to hop in his pool, and then but when we walked out of it, we'd have our footprints would trace back to our house. But we would walk all the way up and down the street till our feet were dry.
Very strategic.
We were savvy enough to know.
You were good, you guys.
You both watched The Shining.
The Be a Man guy took a poop in his pool on purpose.
Yeah, it's like a shit in a pool. Looked like a baby Ruth bar.
Ring Ilario. We break people's windows.
Oh,
You guys did all that stuff, right?
Was the best. I was in Somerville.
So how were you breaking windows? Were you setting up like sting operations? Were you getting together and so-and-so is going to throw the rock?
Slingshots.
Yeah.
Homemade slingshots with a wire.
That's a lost art. The homemade slingshot.
The Be a Man guy made the best slingshots out of a coat hanger ever.
Oh, I remember those.
Coat hanger and tape.
Get a pair of pliers, tape the handle, whip open the top part, and that you notch your elastics together. Get a little pouch in the middle, and you're good to go.
That's fucking Navy SEAL shit right there. That's survival shit.
Well, and your father was a mailman, and everybody knows that they had the best fucking elastics. Those red ones, you could get some fucking whip on those.
Those are big boys.
Those are the kind
they put on the broccoli. The big fat ones. I put it on my fucking knob as a cock ring.
Yeah, it is.
So one of the big things about getting old, of course, when you were a kid, you could probably eat like a fucking absolute animal, eat the absolute worst foods, eat at the worst times.
I'd say I probably eat half of what I used to eat. Like, you know, you cut it down, you realize, you know, you got to cut breads and all that crap out of your diet. You feel like
I went the other way. As you can maybe see, when I was a kid, I used to go jogging fucking with a cigarette in my mouth, eat a sub, lean. My father goes, look how fucking lean he is. He only eats until he's full, then he stops, he used to say, right?
That was a big thing growing
and
up.
And then something happened the way.
You're full? That's what everybody says.
My mother used to go,
you're full?
Yeah. Eat the bread. Fill up on the bread, she used to say. Eat the bread. Make sure you eat the fucking bread, right? I'm still eating the bread.
You were like Danny Zuko.
Danny Zuko.
Unless you went to a buffet, then they say don't have any bread.
Right.
Fill up on the good stuff. Right. Right? Strategic.
How about when your mother was making the gravy? Did you guys dip the bread in there?
Oh, fuck
dip the bread and put a little cheese on. It's like a little piece of pizza.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was delicious. You could Sunday dinners were the best, by the way. Oh, you'd have a Sunday dinner.
Oh.
Every Sunday. We, you know, the man guy and I grew up having wine on the table.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you know, but they would put a little, like, you know,
orangeade
in there.
Yeah.
But we had wine.
Friggin' orangeade. You don't even hear that anymore.
Did you have wine on the table?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Wine, VO. Fucking Canadian club. Everything was on the table.
Well, we were drinking wine. You were drinking VO as a kid.
My father, we had one of them fucking houses where the ice, you know, the ice, what do you call it, a decanter?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a TV show.
That's a tongs?
Yeah, there was ice cubes in there. Like, say, Tuesday afternoon, the fucking thing loaded with ice. What's this? I'd have a highball. I go, really? You want a fucking highball now?
Be a man. Experience!
Our dad was in World War II.
Yeah.
Hiroshima.
No kidding.
Yeah. In Japan. Yeah, Japanese girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we have Japanese brother and sister over there.
Ah, now I see.
Yeah.
My father faked that he was a war hero. Now, he was in the Army, so it's not like total stolen valor. Mm. But at his funeral, right, he had a doctor, his prostate doctor, cancer doctor, which he had ultimately died of. So the guy shows up at the graveside. Oh, it's really nice that this doctor came. And the doctor goes like this. I'd like to say a few words about, you know, Mr. Fiore. So we're all standing there, and he goes... He looked at me one day and said, Doc, I didn't storm the beaches of Normandy to let this beat me. So we all looked at each other like this, going, Normandy? He doesn't even fucking where Normandy was. Can you imagine?
Wow.
He faked it, and the guy bought it.
Wow.
And the guy gave a big sermon. Everybody in the family snickered and laughed. It was actually very funny.
That's funny.
But he claimed he stormed the beaches in Normandy.
Good for him.
It's funny that you say that because, like, you know, kids nowadays, you know, you have reference to the, you know, Iraq war, you know, the shit in Afghanistan. But nothing like the storming of the beaches of Normandy. The people that survived that, those had to have been the ultimate fucking maniacal veteran, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, did you guys actually know guys that survived the beach?
Those were men.
Those were
men. Oh, my God.
Those were men.
And you know what, that Private Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, that's unreal.
The people great that were movie. There say that is realistic
that's
to the
incredible,
team.
Man.
They say that it was just like that.
I ain't storming any fucking beach unless it's in South Florida with my fucking marble bag on. I don't storm fucking beaches in other countries with a gun. Just to get fucking, when the door opens, you get mowed down like an asshole. How about that? The fucking thing lands. Yeah. They open the door.
They just kept on sending them out. Kept on sending them out.
Talk about brainwashed.
That's fucking stupid.
Like, imagine if you took an Uber somewhere, and as soon as you fucking opened the door, you just got fucking capped. How about birthday parties when you were a kid, like, in comparison to what they are now?
I still wear a party hat in my birthday party.
Do you have the streamer, too?
Yes.
The little weep.
Absolutely.
I think our mother would still have a cake and a party for us every... She kind of does for...
Yeah, because I'm not married. So.
Yeah, because he's like...
She feels bad for me.
She feels like he's alone. She's
still the baby boy.
Like, I'm gonna have a cake for your brother. Come on, come over.
But
come
there's three on. There's three different birthdays. There's birthday with the family, there's birthday with the broad, and then there's birthday with the boys.
Right, yeah. Right. So some people take birthdays real serious. I just want my birthday to go by, and I don't want anyone to know anything about
it. Treat it like another fucking day.
You know, people don't want to work in their birthday. I want to work harder on my birthday.
Some people think their fucking birthday is like a national holiday. I'm sorry. I don't really give a fuck about anybody's birthday, including my own.
How
What's
about
the
people,
deal?
Like, women are pretty notorious, but there's a lot of dudes doing it. It's my birthday week.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday month.
Right.
It's my birthday week, so we're doing this on this day. We're doing this on that day. Are you seriously that fucking cool where we have to block off our entire week to celebrate you?
Yeah, I hate that.
Nah, it's crazy.
You know what's annoying, guys, about birthdays is these drive-by birthdays. I can't stand
them. Well, that was because of COVID, though, right?
I know. I know they mean a lot to kids today, but, like, for instance, what Tonzo's saying, it's like, the world's different all the way around, and birthdays are different. You
well,
know,
the poor old people that are not in the nursing homes
right.
to drive by.
I mean, I'm talking...
Yeah, that's a real thrill, right? People. You wait all day, you say to the fucking staff, that was awesome. Those 3 seconds they fucking drove by made my week.
Yeah.
Hi, bye. That was it. It's over.
And that's what you have to look forward to?
Say, maybe if you're good, they'll fucking drive by in 2 weeks for another minute.
Don't be nice to somebody on their birthday. Be a man.
That's right.
You guys, of course, Mr. Monday, you're a blue-collar guy. You probably work 70-hour weeks, and then you would, you know, working for the weekend, and you would get shit-faced the entire weekend.
Well, the thing is, now you know what to do. As you're older, you know, take a glass of water, you know.
Couple Advils
before you, when you go hit the rack. Pedialyte, that stuff's supposed
to
work.
That works good, yeah.
You know, so you kind of, as you get older, growing old, you realize... Hey, there's remedies that you can do.
When I was in college, I was hungover six days a week, because we were all partying. There was something to do every night.
Really?
Except for like one night, there was like a different bar would sponsor something, like a college night. Then in college they had stuff too.
I went and stayed with the Being Man guy up at Westfield when he had a log cabin.
You stay up there?
Yeah, stayed up there one. So I stayed up there for a couple of days. Our other brother was at UMass, so it was like, 45-minute ride from Westfield to UMass?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
So I would stay with one brother 3 days and fill the other three.
Stayed at UMass too, huh?
Yeah, Joe would like take me to like the basketball court, the baseball field, and Harmon, he would take me like to the bar room.
You know? You're the best of both worlds.
Play pool. Right. Make a man out of it. Throw, play dots.
It's like the good angel on one shoulder and the bad angel on the other. Exactly. You know what I mean? So you had to learn. You had to learn, my son.
And the other thing is, a lot of people know that the Being Man guy doesn't have a tooth. All right, he's missing a tooth.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they know how that happened, but it was a nunchuck. It was a fight.
Really?
Yeah,
wait a sec. I always thought it was a hockey injury. It was a nunchuck.
It was.
He got hit with a nunchuck.
I did get hit in the face with a nunchuck.
And then he
wow.
And he beat, it was a karate guy, and then he beat the hell out of him and threw his motorcycle on him.
Wait, you threw his motorcycle?
Well, pushed it. I mean, it was pretty heavy. It was a Holley.
Yeah.
What, was he fooling around with the nunchuck, or did he come at you?
No, he came at me.
For real, with the nunchuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Be a man. Experience.
just the ability that you had, like, when you were in your 20s, like, didn't it seem like you were a superhero back then?
Oh, yeah.
I think of all the times, like, that I would do 4 days of drinking and the fucking numbers I'd put up were just unreal.
Yeah. Tell it the numbers.
The numbers on, say we're doing a casual, like a boys weekend. We're going to get shit-faced every day. We're going to go Friday through Sunday. I'll do probably almost a 30-pack on the first day, close to 45 on the second day, then 30 on the third day.
Like Wade Boggs.
Kind of nursing it. Oh, when I was going to a place, I'd bring 2 30-packs for myself just to make sure that everything, that I was good to go.
That's right.
Like you were saying, be a man, when you were drinking 6 nights a week and you were hungover 6 nights a week, you weren't hungover. You were just living.
Yeah. Yeah, and the hangovers, you know, you get up, you feel shitty, but my go-to food was like a tuna fish sandwich and fucking orange juice.
Oh,
had to have the OJ.
Tuna. Ugh.
I mean, a lot of people
I craved it with fucking hunks of celery in it.
Oh. Yeah.
One time we got locked up together, the Be a Man guy and myself. And so we got bailed out in the morning. It was only protective custody. We didn't get really arrested.
We got arrested outside the palace.
Outside the palace in Saugus. It was a little skirmish in the parking lot. Then
yes.
In the morning when we got outside, it was a sunny, hot day. And like, Be a Man guy looks at me and goes, come on, let's go to that convenience store. I'm like, what do you want to eat? He goes, we got to get something to eat. We get over there. You know, he got a 12-pack of hot dog buns. And he's like, he gave me 6. I had 6, and we got a gallon of water each, and that's what we ate.
Dry hot dog.
I mean, we could have got Pop-Tarts. It was like so much juice. Yeah, he made me eat the hot dog roll. I wasn't squawking.
That's what they give you in prison.
I took a shit in the cell, and I wiped my ass with the blanket.
Yeah.
There was no toilet paper.
Hey, that's a man right there. He figured function over flavor. And sometimes you have to make that decision. You have to draw the line in the sand. Hey, you can have 1 Pop-Tart. You can have 6 dry hot dog rolls. It'll fill you up, keep you sustained.
He set the example. I had to listen to him.
So he was the older brother with the sage-like advice. Eat these hot dog rolls.
You know, he's a big teddy bear, too. All the people think the Be a Man guy is such a mean, tough guy, which he is. He's very kind.
I get a mean streak, though.
The mean streak's tough to tame, isn't it? Because I have one myself.
Oh, yeah.
I could be normal, excuse me for saying it the wrong way. Normal, right? For 360 days, 364 days a year, but that one fucking day that mean streak pops up, you do a lot of fucking hurt to people.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember the day after a baseball game on Humphrey Street, some guy cut you off?
Didn't he sideswipe us or something?
He sideswiped us, and then Harmon followed him. And
I get out of the car, I fucking ripped my leg up because when he hit us, it fucked up my bumper. I banged the bumper when I was going after him.
Yeah.
I started banging on the hood. The cops came.
Gave the guy a good beating, though. Yeah. And he was like, you know, you were probably like.
He was fucked up. I think the guy was kind of fucked up. Right?
Yeah.
Back then, they would have gone for DWI or whatever.
Right.
Be a man. Experience!
So years ago, you guys used to, you know, be able to fucking put up your body weight in ounces of beer and do all kinds of crazy shit. But now, you know, the older you get, then the aches and pains start creeping in. And just like how is that, like, what was the first time that you were like, oh shit, I think I'm getting old?
Never. Hasn't happened yet. I like the pain. Makes me feel alive.
I haven't succumbed, but I know that, like, when you went to the gym and stuff, like, you'd be, you know, we try to lift heavy weights, and as you get older, you're like, go light your joints can't take it.
I still go heavy.
Yeah, I know you do.
Like an idiot.
I saw him have 315 on the bar, like it was nothing the other day.
315?
Really?
Yeah, 3 plates on each side. Boom,
wow.
Boom.
What
and he's an not animal. Even trying.
I don't even walk by the gym. I don't even I don't even drive by a gym.
He was having a conversation with me when he was lifting. He's like looking to the right.
Well, things start to go. You know, I've had some injuries over the years. Like I said, those 10 years in the CFL, carried the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, yeah, you're good. I know.
So, back damage, knee damage, neck damage, but there's nothing worse. I know you guys probably haven't gone through this because I'm maybe a year or two older. When it starts to go down below, when you start to fade in the dick department, that's a sad day. Take it from me, fellas. I know you're not there yet. Keep taking the vitamins, whatever the fuck you're doing. But that's a day that every man's got to face at some point.
You got to
slow down.
You got a floppy disk.
You're lucky if you get to 80%.
Maybe 70 on a good day.
I mean, our dad got circumcised in his 20s, so I mean, like, you know, we...
He got circumcised in his 20s?
Yeah, yeah. Probably 18. When he went in the service, probably like 18, 19.
Actually, he was 17.
Oh, when he went
in
the service?
Yeah, he was 17.
So they have to circumcise you to get you in the service?
No, they did when he went
in. They did.
They probably circumcised him.
Maybe because it would prevent a possible infection down the lane. Maybe they figure if you're getting hookers, you could pick up a disease quicker if you had that.
He had a stitched dick in fucking boot camp.
I would have avoided. Say they want to draft me for Vietnam. We talked about one time. I could have said, I'm not circumcised. I can't go.
Guy was
How can I fight anybody with an animal? Uncircumcised
fucking
dick.
Bull.
Yeah.
He was a bull.
My father was a bull. He had forearms.
Forearms like Popeyes.
He was like 230, 240 pounds without even trying.
He was like 5'11.
Never went to the gym.
He start
like
fights?
No.
Fights?
No, he was angry, though.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to, like, camp out in a rice paddy for 48 hours fucking with your face in the mud with a fucking anteater?
You can't do that.
I know. I never knew that story till today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Amazing.
My father had an anteater. He used to walk around the house. He felt it was his right.
To walk around nude?
He's 5'9". He wore a white T-shirt to bed but no bottoms. So he'd walk down the hallway. Completely nude from the waist down. Go, Dad, come on. You know, no kid wants to see his father's junk.
No
shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could have used that Manscaped.
Right.
Back in the day. But he walked around like that. He'd come home with fucking black eyes, totaled cars. I'm telling you, he was a savage. I don't know how he lived so long. Really?
Didn't that kind of blow your mind, like, when you saw somebody else's dick for the first time?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, you go into the gym, these gyms, these guys are, like, showcasing their shit. You know what I mean? It's, like, on purpose.
How about when you guys go to the gym? Are you guys, like, being respectful? Or are you walking around flapping that thing around?
Nah.
No, I just fucking do what I gotta do.
Listen, I'm not gay or anything, but if I go to the gym when I used to... Just to look in the shower, I take a Viagra.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them fucking assholes to think I have a small dick.
Would you go in the stall and kind of fluff it up?
I'd walk around like this, looking around going, yeah. I got a big dick, don't I?
Yeah. Hey, your father sounded like he's a pretty, like a man, huh?
Oh, he's a fucking savage. He's a fighter. He's a boxer.
How would
he
like to be a man guy?
Oh, he'd love to be a man.
How would they get along?
Tremendously.
Really?
Tremendously.
Swimmingly.
Yeah. He used to punch out windows with his bare hands. For real. Cut his hands to pieces, get ripped his forearm like this with a scar, end up in the hospital for 10 days. You'd think that guy's never going to punch another window for the rest of his life. Wrong. For real. Punch more windows, more stitches, more in the hospital. Go, come on. This is what we're up against.
Yeah.
How about the old guys that they just don't have the proper quad strength to get out of their favorite chair, and then they look at you and they're like... Never get old.
Yeah.
That's don't get old. Never get old.
I think it's a mindset, you know. You gotta think positive and try to stay young.
Well, you know, our dads, I don't know about your dad, they don't have these relaxing clothes, like a T-shirt. I had T-shirts, but, you know, sweatpants and all that. My dad would sit in front of the TV, chain smoking, right, with a drink. With his fucking shoes on. They call it the hassock. Do you call it a hassock, the thing you put your feet on?
Yeah.
No, it's an ottoman. I go, huh?
What's an ottoman?
Was it a hammock? Oh, a hassock?
Yeah, I love hassock.
He had fucking double knit pants on, a belt, a tucked in shirt, 9:30 at night. I go, what are you doing? I go, relaxing. I go, that doesn't look fucking relaxing to me.
I know what you mean.
Right?
Pair of wingtips on at fucking 10 p.m.
No lounging attire.
Think about how many outfits and shirts and shoes and stuff that we have. They had like one or two pairs of everything.
That's it.
That was it.
Well, you look at pajamas back in the day and they were like suits. They were like fucking two-piece suits.
They were like suits.
Yeah,
they were. Like pocket squares and shit in the fucking
and stuff.
You can wear them in the snow, some of them. The flannels. You go, what the fuck is this? I'm getting dressed heavily to go to bed.
Like, why am I putting on more clothes?
How about a guy that wears pajamas before he sits on the edge of the bed, he puts his slippers and his fucking robe on?
I hate that.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Robe.
I know a
guy.
Who
the fuck owns a robe?
I know a guy that does that. I said, time out. I said, excuse me. You wear pajamas and a robe? He goes, always, my whole life.
I don't know. Robe guys, they try to push it off like it's a manly thing. I don't think it is.
Don't wear a robe.
Why do you need a robe? Why do you need one?
Yeah, like, when I think of robes, I think of broads.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing the thing with the hand that they're keeping the thing together so their titties won't fall out.
Yeah.
That's a robe. Yeah. That's a robe situation. Like, why? Like, put on a pair of shorts and it covers your dick. Like, that's all you have to do.
Right.
Do you guys make your bed every day?
Never.
No.
Ugh.
I got crumbs in my bed for 2 weeks.
No, I have the top sheet like halfway off of the bed, and I'll never fix it before I go to bed. So I essentially go to sleep on the actual top bed because I'm too lazy to fuck with the fitted sheet.
Have you guys ever heard though, making your bed every day like gives you a start to a better day? It makes you more organized.
That's an AA thing, Mr. Monday. They say that in Alcoholics Anonymous.
Is that what you learned there?
Yes. I learned all of the things that you should do to make yourself a better person and then completely ignored them. Be a man.
I don't do any of that stuff. Make my bed? No. Wear underwear? No. Wipe my ass after a shit? No. Brush my teeth? I brush my teeth. I'm down to like 3 times a week.
What about floss?
Never.
Floss with toothpicks.
I love making my gums bleed.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I do. I buy those plastic things you can stab yourself on the gums.
Yeah, right.
When you're driving around.
Half,
those are good.
That's half ass.
You like old school floss?
I like old school floss. I feel
like a little thing of floss and a fucking weapon.
Don't you feel like your fillings are going to come out sometimes with your floss? I'm like, oh, you got to be careful. Saying. Be gentle. How about you, Tonza? How do you feel about flossing?
I don't want to talk about this.
Floss your balls.
One thing that the Be a Man guy and myself did growing up was we used to play craps in our basement with our father and his friends.
Oh, yeah.
We learned the game in the basement of the house.
Cigars.
And like I was like the fetcher. I had to fetch him and bring the dice.
You
back
were like
to guys.
Spider.
Yeah. It was great, but we learned the game. Some of the last names of the people that were there were unbelievable. Ruggiero.
Oh yeah.
I mean, my father had a good friend, Spike.
Yeah.
Spike Spinelli. Come on.
Spike.
You don't
want to
be Spike Spinelli? Hey, Spike. What's up, buddy? Top bastard.
Be a man. Experience.
Being young is a state of mind and everything, but what do you feel is more kind of weathered or actually older, your mind or your body?
Oh, definitely my body, because I feel like I'm 12 mentally. I'm immature, and I'm going to act that way till I die.
I concur with that. Yeah. How about
I mean,
you,
if I get more, the more sleep I get, the better my mind is. But sometimes it's a toss up because if I don't sleep a lot, and then my brain's like a little foggy and crazy. But you know, the body's beat up too, you know. So it's kind of a toss up for me.
Remember when you were younger, like say 25, 30, 35, whatever? You see old guys, and you knew you were young, wild, and rambunctious. But you say to yourself, somehow internally by magic, when you hit 65, 70 years old, I'll be normal and things. I won't have these thoughts, and I'll just behave a certain way like an old man does. And keep all that fucking misery to myself. Then you get to that age and you go, I'm still fucked up.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I didn't grow up. I still have weird fucking thoughts.
Mid-60s now is a lot different than mid-60s, say, 30, 40 years ago.
The culture keeps you a little younger, what's happening. You know what I mean? You see all this stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to be an old fuck. Let's face it. I mean, you don't want to be dead. You got to get old. But you don't want to be. Who the fuck wants to get old?
So back in the day, you were always taught to respect your elders. Now that you guys are pretty much at the age where you are elders, do you feel like you're getting the respect that maybe you gave out when you were in their position? Or
probably not, because the kids are fucking spoiled.
They're
nowadays,
not brought up right.
You know?
Yeah, they're not brought up the same.
Because their fucking parents are animals. They don't know how to bring their kids up.
I will say this, though. The Be A Man followers are all respectful people.
Oh, good people.
And I think they love the Be A Man concept because they were brought up correctly. I mean, I found that out a lot over the past year.
They realize they've been suppressed, too, in life when they see it. You know, demonstrated for them.
Yep.
They go, wow, I've been such a fucking pussy and that whole life.
But that's the beauty of the whole Be A Man, you know?
Yeah, it's a different world for sure.
But hey, guys, continue your growth. This podcast is awesome. Thanks for having me on it today.
And Mr. Monday.
Monday.
It's my pleasure being up here with you guys, you know? All right, have me up here again soon, you pricks.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be A Man experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.